This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. He's currently running for a second term in the U.S. Senate. He's with us today to talk about his latest efforts in an effort to lift the moratorium imposed on deepwater drilling in the Gulf of Mexico by the Obama administration. And Senator, it's always great to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks for the invite.
I know the effort goes on, and I know to this point the administration hasn't budged. Any new developments on your efforts or any new explanations from the administration as to why it won't lift the moratorium?
Well, there are some new developments. First of all, with Senator Landrieu, I met with Secretary Salazar and Michael Bromwich, head of the BOEM, last week, again pushing for an immediate lift of the moratorium. Also, since then, I've personally met with the two heads of the President's Commission on Offshore Drilling that's going to issue a report in a few months. In addition, Michael Bromwich sent to Secretary Salazar a little early his report on issues related to the moratorium, and Secretary Salazar issued some new rules about safety and environmental protection. Where I think all this is headed, Greg, to get to the bottom line, is I predict that the moratorium, the formal moratorium, will be lifted early, sometime during October. However, I also predict that that's not going to be the end of the problem by a long stretch, because I think we'll have a de facto moratorium continuing perhaps for months after that, just like we've had that in shallow water. As you know, Greg, in shallow water, there's never been a formal moratorium. There is a de facto moratorium with new permits almost at a standstill.
And why are those permits at a standstill? Is it the government being sluggish? Are they bogged down in court due to challenges? What's the problem?
It's new regulations, which no one, including the very government agencies who have to handle them, know how to deal with. As a result, the bottom line is that only six new drilling permits have been issued in shallow water since the Deepwater Horizon explosion, compared to about 60 in the comparable period before the explosion.
Senator, one of the things we also learned about the whole mess along the Gulf of Mexico this week, and this is by the President's own commission, is that the administration refused to allow the release of the worst-case scenario. Of course, when the oil was still gushing, we didn't know how bad it would get. What do you make of that? The administration says that's not the case, but what do you make of the commission's report?
Well, I think they clearly said the administration did that, and I think they clearly said that the administration, Carol Browner in particular, minimized what was going on in the early days, and that probably affected the aggressive or lack of aggressive nature of the initial federal response. I saw that firsthand, unfortunately, day in, day out, particularly in the early days of the very creeping and non-aggressive federal response. So it certainly confirms what I saw firsthand.
Senator, of course, as I mentioned, you're running for re-election. You're running against the Democratic Congressman Melanson. As far as I know, he's also against this moratorium. So when folks are examining the differences between the two of you on this critical issue, what do you tell them?
Well, he is against the moratorium. However, he's sort of been an apologist for President Obama every step of the way. Said people shouldn't really criticize him over the moratorium. Before that, he gave the president an A for his job performance. And even in terms of congressional action, there was a clear vote to have the moratorium lifted immediately in the House. Every member of the Louisiana congressional delegation voted yes on that, except Charlie Molson, who voted no. So there are differences even on this issue.
A couple other issues we want to get your thoughts on, Senator, in our remaining couple of minutes here. First of all, you have made a statement related to a decision from the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and this is related to the appeal of the illegal immigration laws passed by the state of Arizona and then challenged by the federal government. You find it outrageous that this court is allowing friend-of-the-court briefs from foreign governments. Explain why you're so troubled by that.
Well, Greg, Ninth Circuit is an extremely liberal court. It's taken up the Arizona law and that litigation, and has just recently decided to invite, let foreign governments in to file friend-of-the-court briefs. This is a U.S. court dealing with a U.S. law and a U.S. problem, and I think it should be kept in that context, not taking advice from foreign governments, just like in some cases liberal jurists have cited foreign law in their opinions. I think that is very offensive, particularly on this important domestic issue of illegal immigration.
We've also seen now the final jobs report that we'll see before the midterm elections. For the most part, the numbers haven't changed a whole lot. We had a net loss of jobs, but a net gain in the private sector. The unemployment rate stays the same. What are you telling voters in the final couple of weeks here about where we stand economically and what we need to improve?
Well, clearly we need to change gears away from the failed policies of the Obama stimulus and other failed policies like that and do something different to promote private sector job creation and get out of this recession. A good place to start is not to raise taxes on job creators and small business, which is what President Obama is threatening to do. And by the way, my opponent, Charlie Melanson, supports that position. We shouldn't be raising taxes on anyone in the middle of this recession, particularly small business innovators, entrepreneurs, job creators.
And finally, sir, just final words on the campaign. Obviously, there's differences that you have with your opponent on the energy issue, on the jobs issue. As you go around the state, what in a nutshell is your argument as to why you should get six more years?
Well, elections are about choices, and they're about differences, and there are stark differences between me and my opponent. And it really comes down to whether we're going to want an ally in the Senate from Louisiana to advance the Obama agenda or a real check and balance against it. I've been that conservative check and balance. Charlie Melanson has been an Obama ally over and over again on the bailouts, on the failed stimulus, on the Obama budget that cripples the debt in 10 years, on immigration issues over and over. And I don't think the people of Louisiana want that.
Well, Senator, as always, we thank you for your time. Stay safe on the campaign trail, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Greg, very much.
Absolutely. Bye. Louisiana Senator David Vitter. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.